Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Half foods.
Can't even trust whole or half foods. No. Hey, but enough about that. Here's this. This is the Indie Circuit.
It is.
The Radio St. Pete Indie Circuit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is show 81. Been doing this for quite some time.
For 81 times.
81. 80 times before this. 80 now times. 81 after this.
Yes,
it's crazy. We know math and other things.
Yeah.
My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
Some parts unknown.
Oh, yeah. We know math, all right.
We know math.
And we don't like math either.
I don't like this heat. The heat index has been crazy down here.
Yeah, well, it's Florida, you know. I mean, it'll probably be winter up north in a couple of weeks, but
yeah,
here...
No, not down here.
It's the never-ending summer.
Sorry about your luck, Florida.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a price we pay for living in paradise.
I guess.
That's what they say. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what they say, all right.
So it's Sunday night, under the lights, and it's Indie Circuit time again with music, and laughs, and...
And funniness, and now that you said that, I guess we'll just play some music.
Yes, let's play some of the stuff that we should play, which is music.
Mama, when did Ben Franklin invent electricity?
That's nonsense. I invented electricity. Ben Franklin is the devil!
Thank you.
that far away. Hawaii, it's not that far away. Hawaii, it's not that far away. Hawaii, it's not that far away. Yeah.
there's anything that this horrible tragedy can teach us, it's that a male model's life is a precious, precious commodity. Just because we have chiseled abs and stunning features, it doesn't mean that we too can't not die in a freak gasoline fight accident.
Are you ready for the most dangerous women on Earth? They're called the Wonder Women, the Kung Fu Killers of the Orient. Deadly with their hands, deadlier with their bodies. You never know what they'll come up with next. Maybe a kiss in the dark, maybe a karate chop in the neck. Wonder Woman stars Nancy Kwan as the incredible and invincible Dr. Sue. She specializes in most unusual medical experiments.
It is possible for me to transplant any part of the human body.
Ross Hagen is Mike Harbour. He'll work for anyone, do anything, if the price is right. Mike is marked for death in everyone's book. Wonder Woman is new action. Wonder Woman is new excitement, new adventure. Beautiful, luscious, mysterious dolls. Trained by the sinister dragon lady to do as they were told. They were killers, a sisterhood of death, but they were also women. See the most lethal kung fu karate females take men apart piece by piece. Hi! Wonder Woman, rated PG.
It's in your nature to destroy yourselves.
Yeah. Major drag, huh?
All right, before the break, we played the Hula Girls with Hula Girl. Hawaii's not that far away. Curse of the Tiki and Suck 'em Up. Love that band.
Just some double entendres.
No, that was the other thing. That was
That'd be a good name for a band, the double entendres. I don't think there is a band
that
called
had to have
entendres.
Been done.
Up. That no, that copyright us. Copyright Clown Shoes. Our band will be the Double Entendres. Yes, we'll be. It's a duo. I don't know.
You play saxophone, and I'll play ukulele. We'll be like,
yeah, there you go, and bongos.
Hey, we're the Double Entendres from Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, hey everybody, how you doing out there?
Every line has to be like some weird.
Yeah,
double
right.
entendre.
Yeah, there you go. Wearing like hula shirts. And
that's
stuff like
that. The joke.
Yeah, it is a joke. Kind of like music today is a joke. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You know, we like that good old-fashioned music. That's what we're trying
to
say.
Just we do another show. It's called The Slow Robot A-Go-Go, which is a B-movie review podcast.
Yes, we do.
Check it out if you like us. And, boy, we just did a movie called Hot Rod, Rebel of the Road, and it was nothing but wall-to-wall good music.
Man. Oh, yeah, sure.
50s
yeah.
stuff, 60s stuff, you know, it was... really a celebration of the music and of the times.
Of the early rock and roll, as they call it. Yeah, those things are fun. I mean, those 70s hot rap movies are usually pretty good.
They are. Like, of course, American Graffiti is the top of the mark. I don't know. I've never rewatched it, though. Is that one...
It's a good movie.
Hold Up? Yeah.
Yeah, it holds up, yeah. Yeah, it's just so you know that there were car movies before the Fast and the Furious 8.
There were?
Yes, there were.
Right? But without The Rock, what is it?
Yeah, right. No Rock. Or what's the other guy? Vin Diesel or Din Weasel or whatever. Or Dim Weasel or whatever his name is. I don't know. But anyway.
No more with Paul Walker.
That's too bad.
Unless they do a...
Now, we did do a Paul Walker movie, which is Tammy and the T-Rex from a few weeks ago. Oh, so God. That was kind of a tribute to early Paul Walker, but...
That was a tribute to, huh?
Yeah, we do a lot of movies on that show, which is the charm.
Yes, it is. All right.
And here's some charming music.
Here is some charming music with the Snake Charmers and the Charmettes.
I can't breathe in this thing.
Thank you. Now let's join the ghastly ones as they cruise down the Pacific. Ghost Highway.
Hey, did you guys ever notice that big gray castle up on the hill?
You mean that creepy looking thing right
over
there?
Yeah, that one.
I've never seen it before.
Looks pretty spooky.
Hey, look, there's a beat up old mailbox. It says, Dr.
Diablo, that's Dr. Diablo's place.
Hey, I've heard about him. I hear he's got go-go ghouls.
Yeah, that place is definitely haunted. Man, what was that sound? We should go and check it out, huh?
Yeah, let's go in and poke around.
Tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and a quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I'll do is I'll start tackling the quarterback, unless he get the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
Gentlemen, which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I will go. Hey, go. And why don't you go to these new places that you can go check out our musings, as it were.
Oh.
If you like the way we speak, you might really love the way we type and write.
Oh, you mean our blogs.
We both have blogs that you should go to early and often.
Aren't we clever young men?
Boy, I'll tell you what, though. Yours is, like, crazy popular.
People love comics, man. Destination Nightmare, comic book blog.
So what's the
people love them.
Yeah, what's the web address? How do they get
there? www.creatforever.com or just Google Destination Nightmare blog, and, you know, there's a thousand postings on there with a thousand comic book stories.
And yours is the top one on that search because it's amazing. Like,
yeah, there's a lot
so much traffic. Mine, not so popular, but
hey. You're starting.
I'm starting out.
You're the little engine that could.
I'm hoping. Mine's called The Wannabe Hot Rodder. So,
yes.
What is it? www.thewannabehotrodder.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
I don't know if the does in front of it. Ugh. See, I don't know. I just write the post.
Just Google it. You'll find it. It's on there.
I've done it before.
And you can go to my Destination Nightmare blog, and you can find the Wannabe Hot Rodder and
just
all
links.
That. And the creature feature and all our stuff.
There's just links everywhere. So, yeah, why don't you go check out those blogs? If you're sitting in a cube farm somewhere, toiling away under the oppression of the whip and the thumb,
yes.
And maybe it'll brighten your day.
The man, dude.
Yeah, man, bringing you down.
You found me, beautiful one.
Honey, you got real ugly.
All right, of course, that was the Ghastly Ones with Ghastly Stump, Hangman's Hang 10, Thunderhead, Pacific Ghost Highway. And you know what? They are now called Boss Fink, so check out Boss Fink online.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Dear friend, I heard the news. You soon put on those traveling shoes and bid your fond farewell. I hope that the smoke is clear, and was it bad as you had feared? Well, only time will tell. Tighten down the cargo rack, pile the boys into the back, and try hard not to dwell on boxes of memories and lethal freeze frame reveries of those who knew. Time will come, your thoughts will run to that day when darkness fell. But the sun will rise, you'll open your eyes and be surprised that you've shaken that evil spell. Steer clear and don't look back, and keep those boys on the right track. I know you will do well. day. Darkness fell, but the sun will rise. You'll open your eyes and be surprised that you're shaken that evil spell. From Westport, Connecticut, to about as far as you could get, and fate you can't foretell. Look around the place, cannot find one friendly face. Just call me on my cell. Here's one who knows you well. I love you very well.
I'm not afraid to die.
in my bones. Though the world might love the grand sight of a shooting star, I love your light warming me tonight. I love who you are. Kings may come and queens may go, and we glimpse them from afar, but you're all I see. You reign over me. I love who you are. But every time I try to let you know, words only go so far, but I know I adore you and cheer for you. Fragile thing that you are, any game you choose, win or lose, I love who you are. Words only go so far, but I will always love you and dream of you. Whether you're near or far, I wish you might hear my heart tonight. I love who you are. I wish you might hear my heart tonight. I love who you off the ground. been crashing down. I'm all butterflies and sunshine smiles. Enjoy the ride. Here we go. Here we go. Hi.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Life sucks.
It does?
Yeah. But you know what makes life better?
What's that?
The Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
You're right. Hey, you know, you bring up a very, very good point. When you're feeling down, you know, why don't you just go over to YouTube and in the search bar, just type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
Yeah.
It'll make your day brighter, because it's us. Showing you, presenting you an old-style Creature Feature, you know.
Yeah, from like the olden days with cool movies. We're like a ray of sunshine in your dark, miserable, horrible life in your mother's basement.
Yikes. Grim. But we also have lots of other stuff. You know, like we found some old public access shows that I used to do, and there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on there. There's Darth Vader dancing with Ultraman. So it's not just Creature Features. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. And hey, while you're doing that, go on the internet, go on to Facebook, and join the Creature Feature with Doc and Clown Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
Lil Sheridan, huh? My name's Dangerously. Johnny Dangerously.
Do you know your last name's an adverb?
All right, and before the break, we played Steve Robinson's newest CD, Cycle. I played Godspeed, Winter Sleeping, Who Are You, and Hello, Hello.
Steve Robinson and Ed Wotell.
And Ed Wotell, sorry, yes. We work with Steve. I work with Steve Robinson. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Does a lot of great stuff.
He's a great musician. Really should seek out these records on sunshinedrenchy.com, I think is the website.
Yes.
You can buy them from there. Not only these two, there's Undercurrent, there's he's got other records.
And Ed Wotell has a
bunch
of stuff,
too. Ed Wotell's got a few, too. The Ditch Flowers and On His Own. And wow. It's a good website with a lot of cool music. More like pop, folk, rock music, which is kind of like a lost art these days. But these guys are doing it really well.
Yeah. And you're not going to find any of the double entendre CDs on there just yet.
Not yet.
But
I don't
soon.
Think they've done that one yet.
Maybe.
Their Vegas record isn't done yet, but maybe one day they'll do their lounge record or their tiki, or their Hawaiian tiki record.
Sure,
but,
why not?
Anything's possible in our wild and wacky world that
anything's
we live in.
Anything's possible
is just think it.
I'm thinking about some more music. And here
more
it is.
Music. Do we play music or do we just talk
wait,
on this show a lot?
Wait, think about it.
Hey guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Yeah, we're gonna go non-stop. Until you're ready to drive.
You're gonna feel so fine.
Well, let me know that you're mine.
and the horns. Come on and beat your feet,
beat your feet.
You're gonna look so sweet,
look so sweet.
That rhythm is your guide,
beat your guide.
And I'll be by your side,
by your
that's
side.
Right and I'll shout,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right and I'll shout,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on over, let's go,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, one time now.
Peanut butter, chunky peanut butter too.
Everybody looks like they got the mom.
Peanut butter.
Eating peanut butter in a great big home.
Peanut butter.
I like peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, chunky peanut butter too. I like peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, chunky peanut butter too.
Wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest dog in the world!
Digby thinks he's just a playful puppy. Unfortunately, he's just too much dog. For the inside story of what happens next...
Digby! Don't swallow!
Ask Digby. Rated G. In the public interest, the motion picture Naked Rider will be shown in its entirety at a theater near you. Many of the scenes were filmed on closed, restricted sets in southern Georgia. The management of the theaters playing Naked Rider feel that certain scenes depict such strange relationships that they might be offensive to some adults. Therefore, the management of these theaters strongly urges those people unaccustomed to viewing films so explicitly presented not to attend. Naked Rider, rated R.
Mock! Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring!
And if that diamond ring don't shine!
All right, can you dig that? That was The Out of Sights with Shake, Shout, and Go, Never Have I Seen, and Peanut Butter.
And The Naked Rider, of course.
Yes.
That'll be in a theater near you.
Strongly urge you don't see that if you're easily offended.
Yes, that's right. You know,
I guess I'd strongly urge you don't listen to this podcast if you're easily offended. Nah, we're PG.
Yeah, we're not going to offend
Maybe
anybody.
PG-13 with our double entendres. But
yes, with our double entendres.
It's great stuff.
Yes, they don't make movies like The Naked Rider anymore, and there's a reason why they don't, but, you know.
And boy, that's a whole dead... we talk about it a lot on our other podcasts.
That slow robot thing that we do.
I don't know. It's just the movies now are much different than they were. I kind of think for the worst.
Yeah, I believe so.
There's a lot less freewheeling and goofiness. Everything's very calculated and very, it's got to be this way. And I don't know.
Well, you know what it is nowadays? It's just become more, the little guy. You know what I mean? And the little goofy movie, like The Naked Rider or whatever, doesn't have a chance anymore.
Right.
You know,
we had an interview. We interviewed Sean Donahue, which is a local Tampa filmmaker. His interview's on our Slow Robot. You know, he's doing it out. He's out there making the B movies for very cheap, on the cheap. You know.
Yes, he is.
But you know, it's hard.
It's a hard go.
It's hard to get noticed. It's hard to do. Well, heck, look at all of our stuff online.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
It's hard to even get seen.
With every comedian that has a podcast now, which is every one of them has a podcast.
The creature features. We have our creature features out there, which slowly get hits, but it's...
The Dub 420
it's
creature
not,
feature.
It's not anything that ever gets like, wow, look at it. We got thousands of hits.
Not yet.
Yeah, hopefully. You never know.
But yeah, it's tough. It's a tough business out there. But, you know, it's a lot easier to get things out there now. We didn't have YouTube.
It's a double-edged sword. You know.
It's a double-edged sword. So you do it for fun and you hope that you make something.
And you hope you make it. Oh, wow. Okay, it's time for us to go. That's going to be it for this week. We're running out of time. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Thank you, Morbius.
And this has been the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. We will see you next week, Sunday, 10 p.m. Radio St. Pete.